This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do. Namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Gotta admit, we're doing the job now with video, YouTube and Twitch. G's in here with us, Owen in the morning, streaming our shows live. Especially given the results of the events of last Monday, it is hilarious that like the one actual thing that we have in this studio is the wide receiver big board with no names on it. It's perfect. Here, let me just bring this over here. Let the world know that in this studio, there's one thing that isn't crap, and it's that. And it's just like so fitting. Anyway, joining me now on the West Her Hotline, Chad Dedominicis, the man behind Expected Buffalo, one of them. And it's big night, Chad, the lottery. It's our Christmas.
Yeah, this is like our playoffs the last 14 years, right? This is a big event.
This is it. Would you like, and feel free to just hang up if no, would you like to weigh in on the Blues question? Would you take the season the Blues just had for next year's Sabres, including everything?
Just for 1 year? Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because you're in. You're in. You go to Game 7. I mean, it's crushing, but I feel like, you're in it at least. I mean, if I was a team that I made the playoffs like for the last 6 years, like I wouldn't want to lose that way. But when you haven't made it in 14 years, like I don't know. I'll get swept 1-0 and overtime every single game just to get in.
You'll
get it off your back.
I couldn't dream up a losing scenario in that series that would sway you.
No. This would be it.
If you got swept, you'd have no illusions of like bigger things, right? Like that's just President's Trophy winner. I'm not there yet. But this thing, holy, 1.6 seconds.
1.6 seconds away from winning, yeah. No, I get it. It would be crushing for a day. Then I'd be like, yeah, well, they made it. On to the next thing. Yeah.
It'd be good for business.
Absolutely. I don't know what that's like. I've never covered a playoff team, so maybe one day.
Oh, wow. Amazing. I feel like you've been around a long time, and you have, but it's still true.
Yeah.
I don't need to talk prospects here yet. It's the night of the lottery, and I don't know what to do with names yet. But to the extent that you know anything about the prospects, you surely know more than I do, how important is the result tonight?
I think for the teams like San Jose, Chicago, those guys at the top, it's probably important because of Matthew Schaefer, I think, is a really, really good defenseman that could help teams like that need that type of player. Michael Misa also, I think, is a really nice forward prospect, too. You know, those are the 1-2 guys. But beyond that, like, I don't know. Once you get outside the top two or three, this class isn't super impressive or anything like that. I'm like itching to get my hands on. I'm kind of just, if you win from the seventh spot, it's holy moly, no matter who it is.
Right.
But beyond that, it's, you know, it's, whatever. We'll see what happens here.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, part of that is kind of what the overall makeup is on your roster and coming up and all that. The bigger questions with the Sabres, with or without a particular result in the lottery. What's your overall feeling about just like sort of how well or not well set up they are to turn this thing around by next year?
I think they're in a good spot. You know, as long as they address the right things this time, which seems to be the issue every single summer, where you do, like, you need two or three things, and you do one, or you do another one and another thing that, like, you didn't really need to do, but okay, you did it anyways. So if you address the right things, I think you can get there. I mean, there's the makings of a playoff roster here if your goaltender stops a few more pucks, if you figure out your power play that has been terrible for 2 years in a row. You can then be Montreal, or you can be, you know, I don't even know about Ottawa's level. I think Ottawa's a slightly better roster, but still, you know, you can get in, and the NHL have the teams make it. Like, it shouldn't be this difficult to do for 14 years, but here we are. So if you just get those few pieces, I mean, you have Cage and you have Dahlin and Power and, you know, Benson, you're talking about him earlier, you know, he's up and coming, and you're, you know, hopefully Norris can stay healthy. And if Paterka's back on the team and Tuck's here for another year, and then you kind of just go and go and go, and they got players. It's filling in those holes and hoping that this year we're not playing whack-a-mole again. And this is, oh, we fixed this and this, now this popped up, and you know, that's kind of been their thing here for the last few years.
Where is Bo Byram on the list of important decisions here? Maybe as high as number one, Chad? I don't know. Last time we spoke, we were sort of getting in on him, or at least I was, just feeling like, you know, this is not a big investment I want to make.
Nor I.
Okay. So is that like the number one decision, or is something else?
I would put what they're going to do with Paterka maybe ahead of him, because I think he's a more impactful player. I do think that when it comes to Paterka, when it comes to Byram, and really any of the restricted free agents, I don't think there's any desire to hand anyone long-term. So I don't think we're going to see that. I think if there are retention of these restricted free agents, you know, that includes those two, Bernard Docker's another one, you're going to see bridge deals here. And I'm on board with that. And that includes Paterka. I think his profile can be a little bit scary. If you have a season where he doesn't finish, there's not really much else beyond that he gives you. So, you know, I wouldn't want to commit long term to that, but I would say Paterka probably is the number one decision. Honestly, if you want to throw even number two in there, is officially deciding what you're going to do with your goaltenders.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a little bit more important than Byram. Because Byram, I think, is more going to be a situation of what happens in the defense market. Do I get a trade that I want? Do I get a free agent that I want? And if I do, then I'm comfortable moving Byram. If I don't feel like I'm going to be able to do that, then you keep Byram, and then you just put him back with Dahlin, because that's the only way that it works. And I kind of get why they did what they did, you know, to make sure that he can't play with anybody else besides Dahlin. And boy, did we see that for a month and a half. So I would just, if he's going to stay, just put him back there and then get yourself a power partner, and hopefully your top four is fine.
With Chad Dedeminisis, expected Buffalo here on WGR on the Western Hotline, I'm Mike Shope. Maybe I've just sort of ignored the lead here with what they're going to do, if anything, with their front office. Because that's been the speculation. And, I mean, shocker. The season's coming up on over for a month, and other teams are doing things, and a Stanley Cup winning coach gets fired and hired the next day. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, Lindy Ruff being back is, like, such a problem. It's just the Sabres, the season ends, and, you know, you just hope that they know it. So, do you have a guess or feeling about whether there will be changes?
I think there will be changes to both the front office and coaching staff. What they are, it's really hard to get out of anybody that I know. The one thing that consistently keeps coming back to me, and I think I put it out late last week, is it, I guess I have a growing confidence that Adam's title is going to change. That just seems like a lot of smoke behind that. There's a lot of people that I know are pretty good connected who keep saying that. I don't know what the title will be. I don't know what his responsibilities would be. I don't know who would replace him. The longer this goes on, the be very clear, the running theory that I have, again, this is a theory, mm-hmm. is maybe they're quietly trying to look at somebody from the outside to come in to take his spot, and then he goes up into like more of an overseer presidential role. Again, that's a theory because it's taken so long that I'm maybe that's what they're trying to do, or see kind of how the market unfolds here with some guys that come out. I mean, Rob Blake is out there now based on the decision the Kings made today. So, yeah, I fully expect this changes in the coaching staff. I think that's going to kind of wait, too, to see, you know, maybe what happens with Michael Pekka or some other guys, too, that Ruff is familiar with. I'm fully anticipating there's a change, at least one or two there. In the front office, I don't know what we're going to see. I don't think anything major is going to happen. Like, I'm pretty sure Adams is sticking around in some regard. I have a feeling one of the front office names is going to go. Again, that's just a feeling. I don't know. But we'll see them to shake out. I mean, we'll see who, you know, who's at the lottery today if they do that. Oh. So maybe that'll kind of give us an indication. I don't know.
It would be really something if it weren't Adams, right? I mean,
I feel like I remember Fortin being there in the past, though. So maybe, you know, he's their amateur. I mean, he's the head of all scouting now, but okay. He was their amateur guy. And I feel like he's been there in the past. Maybe if it's him, that kind of makes more sense. If it's some completely random person, then I don't know. We'll be guessing, I guess, for a few days on what that actually means, if anything.
Yeah. By the way, what do you think of the change to the presentation tonight?
I love it. I can't wait.
Me too.
I hope they have it set up good. I'm excited to see like how the odds change as each ball comes out and how they have it set, how they present it. I think it's going to be cool. If they do it right, it can be a really cool event.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. They probably will be dragging it out. Because they've got an hour, and it's as few as two draws. They don't draw for every spot. It's just two. So as long as the same team doesn't win both, that's it. We're done. Or that
sounds like a lot of Batman talking that could be concerning.
That's right. That might be. I've been upset to not be able to watch it tonight live, but I'm not. It's not all bad. Maybe because those can be painful. But yeah, like transparency. It's easy. Get it out there and let's do it all together. And I would think that. Is your guess maybe that the point you made about the probabilities will suffice? Like, will they do that well? I think there probably will be, I don't know, you might have a strong opinion about this just as that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kind of thing has really moved in on sports broadcasts, I think totally in a good way. I want to know after every pitch in a baseball game what the win probability is. After every pitch. But anyway, do you think they'll do it well, and do you think that people will like it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first one, you know, we maybe understand there might be some clunkiness to it as they kind of go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's pretty simple. You just line up all the teams on, like, let's say the left side of the screen. You have the percentages there, and as the ball comes out, the percentages change. I wouldn't get goofy and like put teams like up and down based on their percentage thing. Maybe that's like too much movement on the screen. Mm. Or maybe they do it, I don't know, you said they have so much time, maybe like, I don't know, Batman's like, here, let's see how it changes. And then like, I don't know, something moves. I have no idea. But I think if they, again, they do it properly, they have time, they don't got to rush through it. It can be pretty fun where like I'm envisioning a team that has like a 3% chance the ball drops and whoa, look at that. They jumped to like 29% is that one ball or something, you know, something crazy like that.
I'm not trying to like take you so literally. I think I would be surprised if a jump like that is possible. I've been looking at these numbers all day and trying to find, you know, like the low odds teams. Are there numbers that are just like not there? I feel like I'm on Severance and I'm staring at the numbers and trying to put them in buckets. And which of these numbers scare you? You know, this kind of thing. Because at first I'm like, oh, the Sabres, they don't want a five. And then you keep going and they have 65 different entries and there are lots of fives.
I couldn't get that deep into it, so I respect it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't know if you should, but the Sabres have 1, 2, 4, 5.
1, 2, 4, 5. Okay. Mm-hmm. I heard you talking about 7-11 and whatever, 14 earlier too. So yeah.
7-11, 14 and either 9 or 13 win it. And what? Eichel, I'm sorry for saying the name, but Eichel wore 9 and then didn't he wear 13 in the preseason?
Didn't he wear 41?
41.
41.
And then 15. Yeah. That was his first number. Was 15.
He had to earn his 9, you know, because that makes sense.
He had to earn his 9, right.
Sorry.
Second overall pick. We couldn't expect him to pick a number that he would get to keep.
I'm sorry, wasn't he a different number before 9 too even? Or he was 15,
15,
right? He had
15.
To earn his 15 and then to 9, yeah. Right.
Then he switched to 9 and everybody had a 15 jersey and, you know, whoops, too bad.
Yep, I have a 15 jersey, so yeah, I'm one of those people.
I remember at the time too, because, you know, it seemed maybe fair to complain about that in the NBA, if you do that, you have to buy up all your jerseys at the league shop.
Yeah, I think the NFL is the same way too. I'm pretty sure. I might be mistaken, but I thought, yeah, NHL I don't think is, but I think the NBA and NFL are that way.
Well, those leagues will never succeed. The NFL and the NBA, who's ever heard of those leagues?
Right.
What do you think of the playoffs so far?
Fun. Good first round. I don't want to say anything really surprised me. You know, the Hellebuck thing I think was a little bit scary for Winnipeg. I feel like they're a team that if they just get the goaltending, which is insane to say about Hellebuck, that they can make a run. But again, like the first round was least. I mean, at least he calmed down late in that game yesterday. But yeah, I will say one surprising thing. I think Dallas beating Colorado without Robertson and Heiskanen is super impressive for that team. Because now if they get them back and Rantanen decided he was going to be mad at Colorado in like game four, and turned into a psycho mode for those last 3 or 4 games. So I think that might be a dangerous team now. Again, as long as Ottinger holds up and they get healthy, then they could be a really dangerous team in the West. But yeah, I was surprised to see Colorado go out in the first round. They were hot going in, and they were kind of the sexy pick to make a run. And getting bounced without two of their best players is a rough look for them.
You know, I like how you thought that through, because at first you said, I don't know if anything really surprised you. And like, that's the best you can do. Is the Avs, which, you know, I understand. I might do worse than that. I think the closest thing I would say came to a surprise to me is that Washington won so easily. But what is that
Montreal's
to say?
Montreal's really bad, though.
Montreal's bad. That's right. Bad. Like just, yeah. I mean, that doesn't seem like that would surprise many people. But I just kind of think Washington is flimsy, and it's the playoffs, so maybe you steal a game. They almost did. The first game, where it wasn't the first game where they were down 2 and they tied it?
Yeah, and then it went to overtime and Ovechkin scored, left them all alone in front.
Right. Yeah. Whose idea was that? All right. Thank you, Chad. And by the way, before you go, plug the site if you want.
Yes. ExpectedBuffalo.com is the site. Expected Buffalo, the podcast, is our podcast. We'll get that going again this week. Off-season stuff, we are rolling through. We are doing up to 20 free agent profiles. I think we're up to 3 or 4 now. And we also do team trade breakdowns. We try to hit as many teams that make sense as possible. I think we're like 3 teams through that. And then Austin is our draft guy on the site. And he put up his first draft thing today, and he'll be pumping out more content. So plenty of off-season stuff. The off-season is good for business, Mike, like you said. So maybe the playoffs wouldn't be that good of a thing for me.
The off-season would have to wait. Yeah. I read the article. It was kind of interesting how he framed it. The one player you mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, I think he might have wrote it as the consensus number one, but he would not be what the Sabres need. And so to win the lottery tonight would set them up for some good drama.
Sure would. That'd be super. It'd be a fantastic debate to have. To pick Schaefer, another left-shot defenseman, which, of course, if they win, it'll be another left-shot defenseman at the top. Or to go with Misa, the forward, who's excellent. It would be a real fun couple months to kick that around.
Like a football draft is almost always. When we're debating quarterbacks or Travis Hunter, almost always there's – this year might have been the least for football with Cam Ward, who Tennessee decided on like months beforehand. But at least Hunter, these names are familiar to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. At least with Hunter, you had the debate about whether he's two players. Maybe he should be, you know, over the top quarterback. So
right, yeah, that's a good point. Right. Yep. And then Jacksonville coming up, that's always fun. Yep.
Very fun. Thank you, Chad. Continued success.
All right, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Chad Dietemenesis, Expected Buffalo. Deals on that site for sort of getting in at the beginning of the draft period. Absolutely, he said he would take the Blues season. And I don't think I could imagine a more excruciating exit than theirs. But he's funny. He's like, yeah, for one day. How about 20 years? That would – how long is 13 seconds ago? I mean, sure, there are different circumstances, but imagine losing a playoff series that you were 1.6 seconds away from winning. You could go through and do like in basketball, how they put 0.2 seconds back on the clock five times every game. And then just sort of, oh, the clock stopped early here. I would do that. I think if I were a St. Louis fan, I would rewatch this entire, I'd rewatch this entire game and find all the times where maybe like an extra second should have run off the clock. Home cooking, they're losing. I mean, we can't find 2 seconds there. Then you sort of file grievance and get nowhere.
It's a great Saturday night.
Yes. It's Saturday night at like 2:30.
Yes.
Probably not best to spend waking hours on that sort of project. Earlier today, Spencer German, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Rochester native, by the way, joined us to talk about, I mean, a very interesting Browns draft and offseason, and Elijah Moore and what the Bills are getting in their new wide receiver late of the Browns. That conversation is next. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog will be back with me tomorrow. This is WGR.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.